Hello?
Hi, this is Logan with Archive Fiber. You previously called.
Yes. I was just looking about setting up service with something a little bit more reliable than my Spectrum service.
Okay, all right. I can help you with that. Let's see here. Can I have your house number and zip code, please?
Sure. It's house number is 139, apartment A1,
Okay.
and it's 12401.
And what was the address again?
It's 139 Lincoln
Yep.
Street, apartment A1, Kingston, New York.
Langston Street.
Lincoln.
Lincoln Street, and which apartment was it?
A1.
A1. Okay.
Yeah, number them a little weird in this building.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm new, so I'm still getting used to all the
No
software and stuff
problem.
that we use. And this is for a home, right?
Apartment, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm not sure if you're aware of like what speeds that we offer. So I'll just go over them with you, and you can see which one works best. Or like, I'm not sure how many people you are living with, and how many devices you are using, or like how big your apartment is. But we have a 500 megabyte fiber internet speed, which is $70, and that is not including with paperless billing, which deducts it by $5 to $10, depending if you're using a checking or like banking account. We have a 1 gig fiber optic speed, which is $80. And then we have a 2 gig fiber internet speed, which is $99.
I think I'm probably good with just the minimum one because realistically it's just my wife and I, and we stream one or two TVs at the same time, maybe at the most.
Okay, all right.
No games.
No games. Okay. Do you use any other devices? Do you use cameras? Do you have a computer?
Laptop.
Laptop? Okay. Yeah, then I definitely think 500 megabytes should be more than enough. How much, well, if you don't mind me asking, what speed do you get right now with Spectrum?
I think it was $399 or something like that.
Like 399 megabytes?
I think so.
Gotcha. Okay. And was that fast
Oh
enough
wait,
for you?
the speed hasn't been an issue, but they gave us their modem and their wireless router, and I don't know if it's the service or if the routers or what it is, but every morning the damn thing goes down when I'm sitting down reading the paper, and it just frustrating as all hell. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, really? I'm 20 feet away. What am I gonna do? Run a wire from my modem over to my laptop, for God's sakes.
Yeah, no, I
I'm not
completely
doing anything high
understand.
speed.
Because I also have Spectrum, and I pay $70 a month for 600 megabytes, and I have a lot of like throttling issues with my internet, so sometimes it's just completely slow and sometimes it's fast. So I completely
Yeah.
understand.
But if it was once in a while, sporadic times during the day is one thing, but when it's every morning, it almost like a watch. It's like, come on.
Yeah. No, I completely understand. So you want to do the 500 megabyte speed.
Right.
Do you
Well,
want
we had
to?
this
Oh,
sale
sorry.
flyer that came in the mail for $69.99 a month. Automatic AAC and paperless billing, 1 gig, and I'm just trying to see what else is on here. Oh, $100 streaming rewards card.
So that's with the 1 gig speed. And yeah, it would be $10 deductible if you were to go with like paperless billing. Same would be for the 500. So instead of $69.99, it would be $59.99. And for like the 1 gig, instead of $79.99, it would be $69.99.
So I'd have basically 500 extra bytes that I would never probably use anyway.
I mean, it really depends. Like, if you're looking for future upgradability, I would do 1 gig. Right now I have 600, but I live in a really big family. I'm not sure if you hear my background noise. I'm very sorry about that.
No problem.
I have three other brothers and two sisters. And we all, you know, we're all on the internet. We all use wireless. I wish we had fiber optic here because fiber is just so much faster. But yeah, I definitely think, you know, just for two people, honestly, 500 megabytes would be more than enough. But if you're looking for future upgradability and just, you know, you want to be future-proofed, I think 1 gig is also a great option.
Yeah, for now, I'll save the extra $10 because I don't think we're going to need anywhere near that.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. What else? Okay, so are you so with our plans, our equipment is fully included within the price. So would you like to use your own equipment, or would you have equipment shipped out with your thing?
It's better to have it shipped out with it.
Okay, all right.
Now, if I have a problem with your equipment, where do I have to take it to swap it out or whatever?
We would have a team come out, or you can ship it out, or we would have a team come out and try fixing the issue, because it could also be with the line. Sometimes it's not necessarily the equipment, rather just the line that was put out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel your programmers are probably much better than Spectrum's programmers.
Oh, 100%. I wish I had this offered near me. I really do not like Spectrum.
No, they, you know, when they're the only fish in the pond, it's one thing. But when they're not, it's like you can't wait to get rid of them.
Yeah, and like, because it's like, I live in the middle of like nowhere. I'm not sure if you know where like Hunter Mountain is. But like,
oh, yeah, I know right where that is.
Yeah, I live in a mountaintop, and like the only thing offered here is Spectrum. So like they can put the price of whatever they want, you know, like here, like, you know, you're getting a good price, plus you're getting fiber optic internet, you know, line put in, everything like that. Here is like inconsistent. It's just always problems with billing, you know.
Yep.
So many problems. I don't think you'll need an extender, just like for something of like,
no.
As you said, in an apartment. Yeah, because there is an extender also included in your price package. But you know, usually some people like with a bigger house that have more than 2,500 square feet, they would get one or two extenders. But I
sure.
think you would definitely be fine with the included extender. You wouldn't
yeah.
want a phone line, correct?
No, we don't have it now. We have the two cell phones, so.
Okay. All right. So the address I have right here is 139 Lincoln Street, apartment 1, correct?
A1. Got to throw that A1 in there. Otherwise, there's five buildings here, and they all have apartment 1s in them.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Hold on. Let me go back then because there was so many addresses that came up, just to make sure I had the correct address and everything like that.
Yep. Now, do you guys have to come out and run new lines to the house or anything? No, right? And just hook into the cable line the way it is, or no? What do I have to do exactly?
Well, okay, so when I sorry, can I have the zip code one more time, too?
Sure, it's 124-01.
Thank you. So usually how it is that if the address comes up, then they most likely already have a line down because other people on your street also have fiber optic.
Okay.
But other than that, because also too, when here, wait, just so I can make sure. Yeah. So like I have 139 Lincoln Street, apartment 1, Kingston, and then apartment 2, apartment 3, apartment 4. I think it would just be on the street, correct? Like I would just have to do apartment 1 because there's no 1A.
Yeah, it might be all right because the other building is 140, 141, 142, and I think 143.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure I get on the
ones.
Right thing too. I want to be to the wrong address. Okay. All right, let's go through this again. Do this. Yeah, because our services, I believe, were added there in September.
Okay.
Yeah, September 25th, our services were included there.
Now, if something comes up and we have to move, we're not locked into a contract, right?
Yes, there's no contracts.
Okay.
Which is also a great thing because Spectrum is contract, I think.
Yeah,
pretty sure.
For the first year, I think, yeah.
Do you rent or own your property?
We rent.
Okay. Can I have the property owner name, if you have it?
Yeah, good luck with that one. I think no, I don't have it handy.
Do you have, an email or phone number? Just for anyone who owns the property or, owns the apartment complex.
Let me see here. The sign's out here by the street.
Yeah, sorry. It's just policy days. We just make sure to that when adding a line there or, if they have to, just to make sure that it's okay with the property owner to have it installed.
It's Oakwood Apartments.
For which?
That's the property owner.
That's what, he doesn't have a name?
They kept it in the business name.
Okay, so what is it called?
It's Oakwood, OAKWOOD,
yep.
Apartments. And then you call up, I think they have an email address. I don't know, my wife would know more.
Is she there at the moment?
No, she won't be back till about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Gotcha.
It'd be better for you to give me a shout then, and we'll set up then, because I can get the exact phone number from her.
Yeah, if you would like. I can have this saved up too. Because I need the property owner phone number, and I need the email in order to set up the thing, because I don't think I can go further otherwise.
Okay.
But,
give me a shout back then about 3, if you could, and we'll set it all up.
Okay, you said to call at 3 o'clock, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right, no problem. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. Sorry about that once again, too.
No problem. It's my fault.
No problem at all, but have a good one, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, goodbye.